Hey.
Would you like some company, Greg?
Yeah, sure. If you can't sleep, come on, have a seat.
How about a cappuccino?
Oh, you don't have to do that.
It's no problem for me.
Really? Yeah? Okay.
Dina! Wake up and make Greg a cappuccino! Shake a leg, woman!
Jesus, Jack, you know what? I'm not that tired. Really, it's...
Relax, Greg. This cockpit's completely soundproof. You should have seen the look on your face.
Oh, okay. You got me. That was a good one.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's funny.
But you should never talk to a woman like that. You know that, Greg. It's disrespectful.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Greg, a man reaches a certain age when he realizes what's truly important.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Love. Friendship. Just enjoying the moment. Living just in love.
His legacy.
That too. Right. Yeah, sure.
Now, my grandson, little Jack, is part of that legacy.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 months, you and Pam are going to be married, and sometime after that, you'll want to start a family of your own.
Right. Yeah, actually, you know what? On that subject, I've had some thoughts about the wedding date.
We'll discuss that after this weekend, Greg. Now, let's get back on point. Let me put it very simply. If your family circle does indeed join my family circle, they'll form a chain. I can't have a chink in my chain.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. I get the metaphor.
Now, I've never met your parents, so I'm not going to jump to any hasty conclusions. But like studying a frozen caveman, if I can see where you came from, I'll have a much better idea of where you're going.
Okay. Are you thinking maybe my parents might be like a chink in the chain, or...
A doctor and a lawyer. What's there to worry about?